RSM Central's Form Express.
Couple of meetings in Victoria today. Kilmore and Mark Hunter's Best Bet, race 5, number 1, Tides of Jupiter. And at Pakenham today, Harry White's Best Bet, race 8, number 1, Golden Gorge. Now, if you want to listen to those, well, the full tips for those meetings, just head to our podcast at rsn.net.au for the Victorian form preview. Racing at Newcastle today, Shane Montgomery's done the form for us in New South Wales. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, all.
Do you like this card?
Yeah, not too bad. They were talking about at one stage it was in doubt, and then they'd run it on the course proper and all the rest of it. But anyway, we've got to a stage now where we know what the state of the ground is, and there are quite a few scratchings, and hopefully we can sort them out from there.
Okay, where do we start with your best bets?
Very first race on the program, that's with number 2, Atherton. Resumed over 1350 on his home track last start at Wyong. He found the distance too tough on the day, Gareth. Then given a 5-week break, he should greatly appreciate the distance switch backwards here. They actually had him in 2 races. There was one over further, but they woke to the fact that he was better over this shorter trip. That's race 1, number 2, Atherton. And then we put the brakes on and we wait for the very best bet, which is hopefully in race 7, number 5, Etheridge. Stepping back from 2,400 metres at his previous start when she relished the heavy ground on offer within this distance last start at Warwick Farm. I think she'll hold a form today. I couldn't see any reason why she wouldn't on a similar surface on the Beaumont track. That's race 7, number 5, Etheridge.
Okay, mate, what about a quaddie?
In the first leg, 3, 6, 7 and 11. The second leg, 1, 2, 3, 4. The third leg, 2, 5, 8 and 11. And the last leg, 2, 3, 5 and 11.
Okay, good luck there, Shane.
Thanks, Gareth. Bye-bye.
There's Shane Montgomery looking at Newcastle today in Queensland. They're racing at Rockhampton. And Chris Nelson's with us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Who's better, Kerry or Buddy Franklin?
Oh, gee, that's a very, very good question, isn't it?
Now, John Longmire sat on the fence because he doesn't want to make comment until Buddy finishes his career, which is fair enough, and he's still coaching Buddy. But
yeah, that's just tough. I mean, but Buddy's fresher in your mind too. That's the other thing.
He is. So far, we've had about 20-odd text messages, and it's 90% Wayne Carey.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me. Oh, no. I could go either way there. I hate sitting on the fence. Well, but whoever thought of that question, that's a ripper.
Well, John Longmire did, I think.
He should be congratulated. I mean, he wouldn't answer it.
No, he wouldn't answer it. I think he was asked there when he was interviewed regarding this All-Star game coming up tomorrow night at Marvel Stadium. So it's a fascinating discussion.
Sure is.
We need a winner at Rockhampton then. Hopefully you're not sitting on the fence here.
No, definitely not. I think we can kick it off in race 3. Horse number 1, Miss Lot 1. She's trained at the Sunshine Coast by Tom Butt. She's going to find this a lot easier. Then what she's been going around against. The second at Doomben, a third at Doomben, behind the likes of Dusty Tycoon and Away Game, and then a solid enough fourth last time. I think she'll be way too good for these. Race 3, number 1. And the other one comes up in the next race, and that's race 4, horse number 5, Legal Ties. I thought her run here at Rocky last time was good on the soft 5. She ran on well. She ran the fastest last 200 metres of the race. And the winner she meets again, but she meets him 3.5 kilos better at the weight. And she'll roll forward here. Ali Smith just needs to make use of that gate because we've got a rail out a long way today at Rockhampton. You need to be up near the lead. So I think those two will both win. They are race 3, number 1, race 4, number 5. And I'll give you a quaddy. 3, 5, 6 and 7 in the first leg. 1, 5, 7 and 8 in the second. 1, 4 and 5 in the third. And 2, 5 and 11. So fairly wide today.
Good on you, Chris. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Chris Nelson looking at Rocky in Queensland today. Harness racing in Hamilton. And Luke Humphreys has done the form for us. Good morning to you, Luke.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your specials in a quaddy, please?
We start with the best bet. Race 6, number 4, the Trot will go Show Me the Muller as the best of the day. Off the front, a standing start. I think it's going to be very hard to catch. Ran along at a very solid tempo on Hamilton Cup Day last time and was much too quick for them. And off the front will give a big show. So I think race 6, number 4 is the best of the day. Second favourite at the moment, I think, can turn over the favourite in race 6. And the best value, race 4, number 6, Motu's Tiger Eye, will go very close on debut for the Herbertson camp, being a brother to a few decent horses, including Motu Crusader, and has had two trials, two impressive runs, including holding his own in the 26th last quarter against Puma Stewart horses at Melton last time. At the trials, the quaddie, the first leg, 5, 7, 8. Second leg, 4 and 6. Four and eight, the second leg. Third leg, 4 and 6. And coming home with 6, 9, 11, 12. The fourth leg, and $50 will get you just over 104%, Gareth.
Good luck there. Thanks for that, Luke.
Thanks, Gareth. No worries.
There's Luke Humphreys looking at Hamilton Harness Racing tonight in Victoria at Shepparton. Craig Rail's with us. Good morning, Craig.
Yes, good morning, Gareth. Good morning. All 9 races on the program at Shepparton tonight. The first event at 5:58. Interesting, Luke picking out Motu Tiger's Eye as one of the best at Hamilton today because he ran a third in a trial behind His Ideal and Fire Rock Fire Roll. Recently at Tabcorp Park, Melton, and they're two of my best for the night. So that trial form should really stack up. Race 4, number 3, Fire Rock, Fire Roll as my best. Settled in on the markers, 3 back, hit the line very strongly behind His Ideal. 26.46 was the last quarter, which is absolutely flying. So he should be very hard to beat. Race 4, number 3. I also like race 1, number 6, About Time, second in a recent trial at Geelong. Did run second in the 2018 Bathurst Gold Crown at Group 1 level, so he strikes a suitable assignment first up. And race 2, number 4, He's Ideal coming out of that trial victory and looks a strong type. And that last quarter, 26.46, he should be able to work to the front and be very hard to beat. Race 2, number 4. The quaddie starting race 5, of course, and in the quaddie tonight have gone pretty wide in the first leg. 2, 6, 8, 9 and 10 looks a good quality field to start the quaddy. In the second leg, I've gone 5, 6 and 7. What a Pleasures trial well. Tina Pauls and MEJ are both in good form. 1 and 5 in the third leg, Classy Spirit, who's trial well leading up to its first up run. And number 5, Sunny Brook, who certainly is ready to win. Second in the Central Victorian Championship last start. And 2 and 5 on the way home, Boy from Bondi, who showed good improvement last time. And 5, Scarlet Brew. So we've gone 2, 6, 8, 9 and 10, into 5, 6, 7, into 1 and 5, into 2 and 5. $30 gets 50%, $60 for 100%. That's a quick look at Shepparton. Looks a good program, Gareth.
Great work, Craig. Good luck there. Now, it's time for our Sandown preview, and not far away, Jamie Ennis, the trainer, taking on the pro punter, Troy Little, in our tip-a-thon. Or our tip-off here on a Thursday, every Thursday morning on RSN Central. And to be honest with you, Little nearly gets a pass mark, but Ennis was woeful. So hopefully they can bounce back here. Jason Adams also joins us. Good morning to you, Jace.
Good morning, Gareth, and very much looking forward to round 2 of that battle. I think the boys left a bit in the tank last week, so hopefully they can fight tonight.
We'll cross our fingers they can bounce back. But what about you? Do you like this card tonight?
I don't mind the card. It's certainly not what we see in the Meadows on Saturday night, understandably, with so many good races there. But it's still a reasonable card and hopefully some values to be found.
All right, take it away with your specials.
First special, race 5, number 3, Sudden Force. Now, this is a grey handle. I've got on top in terms of tipping, but I think the way to go about it is for him to run a drum because this is a race where there's not a stack of early speed and he is a type who has a bit of pace. So I expect him to go forward early. And from there, he may weaken late, which may have him vulnerable, but I think even money to run a place is more than reasonable. That's race 5, number 3, Sudden Force to run a drum. We then move to race number 9, number 2, Lily Pad. Now, she's a big price. She's about $7.50 in from $11 this morning, and there is one better than her in the field. It's drawn on her inside in JBL Slick, but he is first up here at Sandown. And I think with Lily Pad, we're getting far better odds than what we should because her recent form reads 7, 8, 6. Box draws have been 6, 7, 7. Doesn't suit her at all. Now in box 2, she steps up in distance. I think she's ready to go well. That's race 9, number 2, Lily Pad, well and truly over the odds. And then we flip the page to race number 10, number 8, Aston Pilsner. Now, he got beaten as favourite last week, but I'm happy to forgive him because this time around he's in box number 8. We saw him 2 starts ago in box number 8 at the Meadows. He ran dead straight and he was really quick. So I'm expecting a duplicate performance like that from him tonight. He's $1.80 and looks awfully hard to beat. So race 10, number 8, the third of the trio.
All right, mate. What about a quaddie?
Quaddie first leg will go with 1, 3, 7 and 8. Second leg 1, 2 and 5. Third leg 1, 3, 6 and 7. And to round us out, 2, 3, and 5.
All right, mate. Best of luck there.
Cheers, Gareth.
Go and get them. There's Jason Adams. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Jamie Ennis v. Troy Little. And in the left corner, we'll kick off with Jamie Ennis here because he needs to bounce back. He was let down by Durant. And it's a greyhound that he's given so many opportunities to, and he's let him down. Can he bounce back tonight? He joins us. Good morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning, Gareth.
Have you done a lot of form? Have you slept overnight?
Oh, look, I've had a bit of analysation of it and tried to get sets from all over the country. I've even asked me man at maiden, but I'm going to stick to Sandown tonight, see if we can get something.
All right, mate. Where do we go with your $100?
Yep, we're going to go a four-leg multi.
Okay. All right, then. We've got to get our pens out here. Take it away. You there? Oh, would you believe all that anticipation, that build-up? He's dropped out. Now he's hung up. So he's got a four-leg multi coming our way. So looking forward to that. So Jamie Ennis will kick it off with a four-leg multi, and hopefully he won't hang up on us. And Troy Little will be jotting this down to make sure. In fact, we'll go to Troy Little first of all. Troy, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. Good to be here.
He's dropped out or he's got a little bit scared, but we'll see how you'll play with your $100. Are you going to Sandown?
Yeah, we're going to Sandown. I'm still trying to get over that multi last week, getting beat a lip on the line. But
Can you believe that? If you watch the replay, you are $1.04 with 50 to go. Mikey's shaking his head. You probably jinxed it, Mikey.
By a minute, but that's what happens and we push on.
It was as finishing as hard as they come to. Anyway, that's punting, I guess. What about tonight?
Tonight, we're going to split up the 100 again. We're going to have a $50 win bet on race 7, number 1, called Restricted.
Yep, at 240.
I think it can nearly hold the front here. Back down in grade from Australian Cup heat. Had a couple of really good runs off inside draws, about three runs back, and doesn't look to be much pace here. So with a good beginning, I'm hoping Restricted can hold the front and hang on for us.
Okay. Then what do we do?
And then the other $50, we're having a multi. We're taking race 1, dog 8, Baruga Smoke, the big boom pup. He should be getting the job done.
He was the greyhound that won on Sunday by about 100 lengths.
Yeah, correct.
And they won't be betting $2 today, Troy.
No, well, they bet 365, went up 420, so there were a couple giggling there, but unfortunately it wasn't me.
Yeah, well, good luck getting on there.
Race one, number 8, all up race 6, number 2, Jim Zardashian, which is one of Jamie's pin-up boys in the kennel, but he looks like he's drawn well to get the job done tonight.
I think he did quote to me after the Australian Cup heat, he turned to me and said, Gareth, this will be the best greyhound in this country in 12 months' time.
It's a big call, but he's got a bit long way to go to get there, but he's trending the right way at this early stage, so hopefully he can keep going forward.
Yep.
So, yeah, race 1, number 8, all up race 6, number 2, all up race 12, number 6, a dog called You Tell Me.
You're making you stay up all night.
Not good for you early radio guys, but that's where we've fallen.
All right, race 12, number 6. So we've got race 1, number 8, race 6, number 2, race 12, number 6, all up for $50, and then 50 the win, race 7, number 1, which is currently at 2.4. Hey, Troy, Whiskey Rye, what price should he start?
Oh, I think he might be a little risk, actually. That scatterbox, Gareth, like if you go back and watch all of these replays, geez, he's centre track big time, and he's been really reliable early, so... His Whiskey's going to have to be unbelievable, but he's so in the zone. So,
Well, Galea said to us on Monday that, unfortunately, for favourite punters, that Whiskey Wright can't win because he'll get knocked out into the first turn by his greyhound.
Yeah, they might be colliding very early off the mat because Whiskey's going to be looking hard left and Scatterbox is going to be wanting to get off. So there could be a bit of ping pong. Depends how much that takes out of the pink or not. But, he's flying the pink.
Yeah, it should be a wonderful night there of chasing action. As always, we love your work, and he's back on the other line, Troy, so make sure you get your pen out.
I will do. See ya.
All right, mate, there's Troy Little there. Jamie Ennis, you back?
Yeah, he's cutting me lunch. He's stealing a couple of me tips.
So where do we go with your four-leg multi here?
Yeah, we'll go the obvious. Race 1, number 8, as Troy said, outstanding on Sunday, and just looks like coming across and winning again. Then we'll go race six, my own dog, Jim Zardashian, looks like he'll get a bit of room early from Benali, wanting to use the track. Looks like he's going to get necessary 20 metres to move and he should be getting the job done.
Yep.
Into race seven. I've got another one of mine, but I just want to put him in the place. Number six, Million Mare. Just a young dog learning, but very hard chaser. Obviously, the one restricted is going to be hard to beat, but I think he'll find somewhere in the, on the podium.
Yep.
And in the last race, I actually think a dog number two, Abolero Bale, I'm going to put him in the place just to add a bit of value to the multi. I just think he's drawn his right race tonight, a bit weaker, and he wasn't too bad last week having no luck.
So place race 12, number two.
Two.
$1.55 there. So that multi might be about $4 or $5, I think.
Oh, it's about $6 or $7.
Is it?
It adds up to be. So
beautiful.
You know, if you run him into the last race, and obviously Troy likes one in it as well. So we'll see how we go.
Hey, and so your best today, you've got three runners, but the greyhound that you've declared to be the best in the country in 12 months' time, Jim Zardashian, is your best chance at $1.75.
Yeah, that's right. Look, you know, he's still learning how to race, but the natural talent's there, and he's drawn to get a bit of room tonight, so I'd like to see him do it.
And Lord Disick, is it? Can't beat Baruga Smoke.
No, you wouldn't think so. No. He might run a place, but yeah, it's definitely way too fast for him.
All right, good on you, mate. Hey, hopefully hopefully you go to the top of the leaders board here after the second round.
Oh, I've got to try to get somewhere around the mark. I'm against the ropes at the moment.
Hey, fight, mate, fight. Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks, mate.
There's Jamie Ennis there. So Troy Little and Jamie Ennis will put both their tips up on our social media platforms, and it's the contest everybody's talking about in the world of sport. Ennis taking on Little.